Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show. This is Ben Luters reporting live, although it will not be live for you guys, from the Howe Interactive Design Conference, the first ever and hopefully not the last ever, in San Francisco, California. And joining me today is Gary Lynch, publisher and editorial director for FW Media. FW Media is responsible for Print Magazine, ID Magazine, and also Howe Magazine. And you help organize these conferences, right? The Howe Design Conferences?
That's correct. I run what's called the FW Media Design Community, which is a large portfolio of products for designers, including conferences, magazines, books, websites, e-stores, and so on.
That's amazing. So can you tell me a little bit about how the Howe Interactive Design Conference came to be?
Well, you know, as we talk to our customers, you know, we always ask them questions about their business. And a recurring theme that we would hear from almost every designer that we talked to was the increasing demands from clients and from employers for better interactive or web design skills. You know, and all of our sessions at the Howe Design Conference on interactive design were the best attended. Our web design books were selling, the best-selling books. So almost any product we created that related to web design just did really, really well. And we saw a gap in the market. And the gap was, you know, how to transition print designers to become more proficient in web and interactive design. And that was the origin of the conference.
Amazing. So how has the response been?
Well, it's been pretty incredible. We sold out the event in 6 weeks. We added another 150 seats. We sold that out in less than 5 days. So we have over 600 registrants here. And if we had more seats, we'd have more registrants.
That's amazing. So obviously there's a lot of people that maybe wanted to come but didn't have the opportunity to come. Can you kind of give us a sneak peek at maybe what we might be looking at next year for the next Interactive Design Conference?
Yes, I think as a brand, Howe Interactive Design is going to get larger just in terms of the number of products we're going to be creating. But for the conference specifically, we'll have the conference here in San Francisco again next year, probably around the same time, October, November. But we're also planning on adding one on the East Coast. The demand was just so significant that we think there's definitely a market for two of them. You know, and for those on the East Coast who couldn't make the who couldn't fly out to San Francisco, we'll put something closer to them.
That's amazing. Is there any, I don't know, maybe possibility that we get something in the Middle Coast? I don't know, Omaha, Nebraska, possibly. Is that on the radar whatsoever?
I would say Omaha, Nebraska, no. I would say Chicago, possibly.
Got it. That's close enough. I can drive there. Gary Lynch, thank you so much for being on the show. Hello, this is Ben Luters at the first ever Howe Interactive Design Conference in San Francisco, California, and joined today by Micah Sledge from Nashville, Tennessee, and Cheryl Anderson from Southern California. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Awesome. Thank you.
So let's first start with Micah. Micah, can you tell us a little bit what you do?
Yeah, I work at B&H Publishing Group, as you said, which is a division of Lifeway, and I'm in the marketing department there. I am the designer on mystudybible.com, which is a online e-reading, sort of a mini iTunes for Christian materials. And I also do all of the app design and most of the website design for B&H Publishing Group.
Awesome. So when you say web design or app design, are you actually doing the literal coding, or are you just designing the look?
Mostly, I'm doing the front-end design. I'm in pretty extensive meetings with My Study Bible. We actually have a development team offshore that does that. So there's a lot of back and forth that goes on with that, but I don't touch any code on that, and I've been known to do a little bit of CSS here and there, just sort of nitpicking when things don't exactly come back the way I wanted, but most of the development is done by another guy in-house, and we have other people take care of that. I'll do just the front end.
So has the content today been helpful for you here at the Interactive Design Conference?
Yeah, I really enjoyed some of the earlier sessions, especially David Sherwin's introduction to the design challenge and him talking about information architecture with him and, I guess, Jose Caballé. I'm probably saying his last name.
I don't know how to say it either.
Those two guys really talking about the creative process has made me think about a lot of the ways that I can improve in my personal work. Just thinking about how users are going to be approaching the site, the different kind of use cases, and really more detail that I could go into on the front end about thinking about how the design needs to look and feel rather than just jumping into it.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to come right back to you, Micah, but we're going to take a little break and talk to Cheryl Anderson. So, Cheryl, you were telling Micah and I that you actually are not working as a designer right now. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't want to be found out. Yes, you're right.
Okay. You work at a bank. So what are you doing at the How Interactive Design Conference?
I'm here because I used to always want to do something in interactive design, web design, ever since I was a teenager. But my parents wanted me to be a doctor or a dentist, so I decided and said, okay, I'm going to try it. I didn't like it. And then I ended up in banking because I wanted a marketing job. The title was marketing assistant. I'm like, oh, yes, I get to do something in design. And it ended up being telemarketing. And so I got gypped. And now I'm wanting to come back and do something along the lines of designing and web interactive. So this is my first step toward that.
Awesome. Do you think it was a good first step?
Oh, yeah. I'm so energized now. I'm going to quit tomorrow. Just kidding.
No, do not quit the banking job. You can always take money from the register, as Micah was telling me earlier. So any talks today that really stood out to you?
I liked David on interactive design and also like my...
I'm not good at the names either. What's his name?
Jose Caballero.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
So their talks were the most interesting and had a lot of packed information and left me with a lot of inspiration to move forward. So I like listening to them. The SEO for, I think his name's Mark. I can't remember.
I was actually blogging during his talk, so I kind of missed that whole thing. I feel terrible. Mark O'Brien, there it is. Okay. You liked his talk?
I do because it helps me, because SEO can be one of those things that you can make it very complicated or you can make it simple. And when you focus on the user, which is kind of what Jose and David were saying, focus on the user and everything seems to kind of take care of itself. So I think that's where everything tied in for me.
Okay, and Micah, to clarify, what is SEO? What does that stand for?
SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. That refers to, if I've made a website and I want people to be able to find it, probably a new site, I go and search for whatever the topic it's about. Say I'm making a site on, baking cupcakes, and I go Google search baking cupcakes. I shouldn't expect my site to be the number one result in Google. Probably shouldn't even expect it to be on the first few pages. So SEO is about whatever kind of things you can do in the code to help your website, and even today a lot of what they stress was in the content to help your site appear where it needs to appear when people Google search it.
Very nicely explained. So, Cheryl, your homework is to Google Micah Sledge and see where he appears. Are you number one?
I have to say on this, I am when I search it, but one of the things that I've been told is Google learns the things that you search, and so I've seen presentations from like TED Talks where a guy called up three of his friends who lived in different countries, told them all to search Egypt. It was when the riots and things were going on in Egypt, and he showed screenshots that came up, and they were three completely different screenshots because they were based on what those people had searched before, what Google thought would be most relevant to them. And so like two of them had images, but one of the guys didn't even have any images on his page. And so I know on my computer when I search my name, I come up number one because I've...
Because you search for yourself all the time to just feel better about yourself. I understand. It's sledge, like a sledgehammer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you and the audience can be doing this, too. Go ahead and search for Micah Sledge. And if he's not the number one hit on your Google screen there, let us know. All right, what are you finding there, Cheryl?
Is that you? It could
be. Is that your website, michaelsledge.com? Is that it? That doesn't look like it.
No, it's M-I-C-A-H.
All right, well, while we're working on this, we're going to take a little break. And we are back with Micah and Cheryl. I want to talk to you guys a little bit more about the conference today. Cheryl, a minute ago you were talking about Jose, who was talking about a lot of different things. What stood out to you from his talk again?
What stood out was user experience. He's always been an advocate of that. I follow him. He has a TV show called This Week in Web Design, which is how I found out about the conference.
That's awesome. I never heard of that.
It's a great show. The thing about it I like about his user experience is he's adapted this agile project management, which is a form of project management for game development, I believe, and he transformed it to use it to for design. So, and he talks a lot about user experience in that and being user-centric, and that's what stood out, because he kind of went into it a little bit more in his presentation, so that's what stood out for me.
Definitely. Yeah, the one thing that stood out to me in his presentation was when he said that in the 15 years that he's been, you know, doing this interactive design thing, he's never coded a website, and he doesn't... Say that again.
Oh, yes, that gave me hope.
That's right. I think it gave everybody in that room hope. Early on in the conference, for all of you that weren't there, it became very clear by a show of hands, or actually I think they made us stand up, that most people in the room are print designers that are wanting to or trying to get into web design and interactive design. And so I think his talk and some of the other talks this morning really kind of gave people hope that they can be involved in this and maybe see some of the money that interactive designers see without actually having to do all of the coding that just, you know, puts us to sleep even to think about. So what about you, Micah? What else from today's talks really stood out to you and will continue to change your life?
Well, the point where they gave everyone $100,000 for attending.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And how are you going to use your money?
Well, I'm going to start an interactive design firm so I can make that hourly rate they were talking about.
Amen, brother.
No, but seriously, I would say, well, they had a Q&A session with people afterwards, and Mark, the guy who's talking about SEO, somebody asked him the question, you know, where do you see things going in the next, you know, what will we be talking about next year? And he was saying, you know, with the way analytics are going, being able to tell all these different points of data about how users are interacting with websites, how we can track, do different A/B testing, and, you know, that kind of stuff is available now as far as A/B testing, but really being able to get into usage patterns for people and, you know, with the agile development system, being able to go and change a design, having this website that sort of evolves along the way. You get feedback about how users are interacting with your site. You adapt your site to fit your users. And as you introduce new features, it really becomes something where you're engaging with your users, and it's really being custom built for them along the way without them necessarily even knowing it.
Awesome. We have talked about David Sherwin briefly. We've talked about Jose, whatever his last name is, briefly. Can you say it again for us, Cheryl?
Sure, Caballer.
Wow, that sounds so authentic. I was wondering, did you guys take anything away from Patrick McNeil's presentation at the very end about responsive design? Did anything from that presentation stand out about designing a website, or basically one design that works on both the computer and also on like a mobile device?
Actually, I'm part of the Building Industry Association down in way in the middle of nowhere.
You're involved in everything, aren't you, Cheryl?
That's part of my day job. So basically, they had this technology thing where at the house, like, they have it where you have touch screen on your mirror, and then you have it on your refrigerator, and it's crazy to be able to think that you're going to be designing for those different mediums. And I really like how he said that no matter what size the screen that you're designing to, that's going to make it, I guess you're going to have to be more dynamic in your thinking and how you place things, and you're going to have to be creative with your coding.
Awesome. How about you? Anything?
Yeah, one thing I noticed, he gave out a ton of links and ran through a bunch of different website examples.
We all love links.
I wrote down like 30 of them, but a lot of the sites looked pretty similar to me. It seemed like everything was sort of based on, you know, you have this grid structure, and I love grids. That's probably the first place I start when I start on a website is, you know, get my 960GS out there and start making sure everything is lining up and is proportional. But for me, I think it's going to present a challenge for branding beyond a logo. It seemed like they all sort of had the same adaptation when they went to the mobile site. So I'm interested to see in the future how different companies are going to deal with distinguishing themselves on a mobile platform, and how, if, as one of the designers suggested, if we start with mobile in our design process, how that's going, you know, if the larger site ends up being that same sort of generic look, how companies are going to react to that, how we're going to have any differentiation, or if it's all going to look like a Google style with just rectangular buttons and clean sans serif font, and that's the direction everybody goes, and they just change the colors and slap their logo on top. So I'm interested to see how other people are going to innovate in that space.
There you have it, Micah Sledge and Cheryl Anderson. When you guys sat down here, I did not know you guys would turn out to be such amazing, intelligent guests. I think that we could probably expect to see in the next Interactive Design Conference both of your names up there as the main speakers. So anyways, come to 2012's HOW Interactive Design Conference here in San Francisco again. You will see Micah Sledge and Cheryl Anderson. Thanks for being on the Reflex Blue Show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.